Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.21.3 onwards and about the glories of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes, I am here. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable association and time this morning, Prabhuji. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanavad Pranam to all the Vaishnavas who are on the call. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya, Krapa Sindhu Bhivaja, Patita Nam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah, Shri Chaitanya Manovestam, Sthapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadantikam, Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yutapadakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurthushe Nama, Vancha Kalpaturu Beshya, Krapa Sindhu Bevacha, Patita Nam Pavane Bevo, Vishnave Bevo, Namo Nama. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text Number 3, 4, 5 and 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Savrandai Kadalistambai Puga Putau Putaihi Parishkratam Tarupallavam Alavihi Sarvatas Samalankratam. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. At the street crossing, there were bunches of fruits and flowers, as well as pillars of banana trees and betel nut branches. All these combined decorations everywhere looked very attractive. So this is the natural substance that is given by Krishna, and if you utilize it, they have a significant. It's not that there is no artificial things, just like now they. Nowadays everything is artificial, but it's a real given in the nature that has been used when Prithu Maharaj was entering the city. He was the king, he met with Lord Krishna, he wanted to perform 100 horse sacrifices. Anyway, Indra begged pardon, and now Prithu Maharaj is entering the city, and in honor of him, they decorated the city very nicely with this natural substances like banana tree and the pillars and betel nuts and even the mango leaves. And so just like when Lord Ramchandra came, when Krishna also entered the Dwarka after he was in Hastinapur, it's a similar thing. It is even nowadays these things are paraphernalia used after the marriage or during the marriage ceremony. Any auspicious occasion is there, any celebration is there, these things should be used. These streets are always washed with scented water and nice perfume, and so they make mind very attractive and mind very peaceful, and so this kind of decoration should be used when we install the deities or on the festivals it could be used. So the text number 4, Raja Astam Deepa Balivihi Sambrata Sesha Mangalehi Abhiyur Mrastakanyasya Mrastakundala Mandita. As the king entered the gate of the city, all the citizens received him with many auspicious articles like lamps, flowers and yogurt. The king was also received by many beautiful unmarried girls whose bodies were bedecked with various ornaments. especially with earrings, which collided with one another. Offering of natural products such as betel nuts, bananas, newly grown wheat, paddy, yogurt and vermilion, carried by the citizens and scattered throughout the city, all are auspicious paraphernalia according to Vedic civilization for receiving a prominent guest like a bridegroom, king or a spiritual master. Similarly, a welcome offered by unmarried girls who are internally and externally clean and are dressed in nice garments and ornaments is also auspicious. Kumari are unmarried girls untouched by the hand of any member of the opposite sex are auspicious members of society. Even today in Hindu society, the most conservative families do not allow unmarried girls to go out freely or mix with boys. They are very carefully protected by their parents while unmarried. After marriage, they are protected by their young husbands, and when elderly, they are protected by their children. When thus protected, woman is a class of a man as an always auspicious source of energy to man. So a man, woman or a girl, she should never be touched by a man, just to, not only just for purity purpose, but it becomes very, very auspicious. Just by her presence, she could not only bless but create the atmosphere very nicely, pure heart, and the minds, they go to Krishna. So one should not see any woman with lusty eyes or for our enjoyment. Everyone is really for the enjoyment of Krishna. And like Prathu Maharaj came, and then there were many, many girls. Even now also, like Bhagavatam and Shobha Yatra, for with Bhagavatam or Diti's, young unmarried girls who are not touched by a man are there in the procession, or there is an auspicious sign. When Dhruva Maharaj also came after seeing the Lord, then there were also this kind of young girls. Or Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he had a avabrata snan just before being coronated, then these are done. So society has to see that women are always protected, because they are of weaker or not weaker sex, it does not matter, but at least they should be protected. And like it's a main, Prabhupada used this hundreds of times, that a father should protect the girl, the husband should protect the girl after she is married, and a older son should protect the woman when the husband dies. So these are the special instruction for Vedic culture, and we should follow the Vedic culture. That is really what is there for us. If we just do whimsically with our own mind, and then we will get drowned into the material world and remain in the material world for perpetually. So the only way to get out, that we should have Vedic culture, Vedic literatures, we should read, we should propagate that, and should have a standard of living. Not anybody live like rogues or thieves or rascals, and ultimately the result is that they go in the material world and suffer the threefold material miseries. So it is very beautiful that Srila Prabhupada brought this culture, and he taught this and very nicely and explaining everything in detail through the scriptures. Means he is not manufacturing something his own, but it is through the scriptures he taught, and many people they followed, and if they followed, they are very peaceful, they are happy, and at the end of life they become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Text number 5. Shankadundubhe Ghoshena Brahma Ghoshena Chatvi Jam Vivesha Bhavanam Vira Istuyamano Gatasmayaha. When the king entered the palace, conch shells and kettle drums were sounded, priests chanted Vedic mantras, and professional reciters offered different prayers. But in spite of all this ceremony to welcome him, the king was not the least bit affected. The reception given to the king was full of opulence, yet he did not become proud. It is said, therefore, that great personalities of power and opulence never become proud, and the example is given that a tree which is full of fruits and flowers does not stand erect in pride, but instead bends downwards to show submissiveness. This is a sign of the wonderful character of great personalities. So one should be Tranada Pisuni Chena, Taro Iva Sahishtuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. That even if there is glorification, like Prabhupada was glorified so much anywhere he would go, but he never took that glorification for himself. Because all the glorification is for Krishna. So he gives to his guru, and in parampara it goes to Brahma and then ultimately to Lord Krishna. He is the person to be glorified because he is the samam bonam, he is the cause of everything, sarva karana karanam. He has created, he has given this knowledge, dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So everything comes from Krishna ultimately. So we should glorify Krishna to our full heart, our pure heart. But this glorification starts from the spiritual master or like say the king, but the person to whom you glorify, he never accepted it is mine, it is because of me that, and that's why people are, I am so good, I am so big. And just the tree has fruits, the tree bends down, it does not stand erect. Just thinking with very proud, but it should be humble. And this humbleness is it is a sign of greatness. If you become more the humbler you are, more greater you are, not only in the eye of the people, but in the eye of Krishna also. That is more important. What we are in the eye of Krishna. And he likes this humbleness, meekness. So one should feel that he is nothing. Like when in six, it is a sign of Sharanagati also. Out of the six, Anukulena Krishna Anusilenam Bhakti. Uttama, that Uttam Bhakti is that you bend down and do not feel proud in your heart, are in your mind, are in front of the people. Text 6, Pujita Pujayamasa Tatra Tatra Mayasha Poranjana Padastastan Prita Priyavara Pradaha. Both the important citizens and the common citizens welcomed the king very heartily, and he also bestowed upon them their desired blessings. A responsible king was always approachable by citizens. Generally the citizens, great and common, all had an aspiration to see the king and take benedictions from him. The king knew this, and therefore whenever he met the citizens, he immediately fulfilled their desires or mitigated their grievances. In such dealings, a responsible monarchy is better than a so-called democratic government, in which no one is responsible to mitigate the grievances of the citizens who are unable to personally meet the supreme executive head. In a responsible monarchy, the citizens had no grievances against the government, and even if they did, they could approach the king directly for immediate satisfaction. So even an ordinary citizen should be able to see the monarchy or the highest personality, and a monarchy when there are a Raja Rishi. They are king, but they are like rishis, and they are very humble. They meet people at any time, whenever, and they resolve the problem right then, right whenever, wherever they are. Even in the street at night time, and wherever, if he is going for some different meetings, one should be able to meet. Like Lord Ramchandra, he put on his assembly hall outside a bell that anybody who wants to see the king, they could ring the bell. So a dog came and he rang the bell after midnight. And then he sent the Lakshman, and it was a dog, and he said, I want to see the king. And Lord Ram came and heard him. So this should be the model. I'm saying that then the king would, but people were living so piously that there were no complaint. People were so happy all the time. The king, it is the king's duty to keep the citizens happy, peaceful, in devotional service. Like Lord Ramchandra, he will go himself changing the dress and hear what citizens are talking about him. And that went to resolve the problem. Lord Ramchandra even sent Mother Sita to exile for such a long period of time, although she was pregnant, but she sent her there just because of the rumors. He knew that it was not good, but they wanted to keep the citizens very peaceful. So that is the duty of a king. He is showing by his example. And here also it is said that it is a responsible monarchy. when they always see whether it's not that only big people could approach to the king, but even a common man should be able to approach the king and give their difficulties, and they will resolve right then. So to day before yesterday, it was like Friday, it was a nice auspicious day of Srimati Radharani's appearance day, and we will speak about Srimati Radharani and discuss about her glories. Glorifying her means clearing us from our all the contaminated heart. So Radharani, what is her greatness? Who is she? People do not understand the pure loving relation of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. And we just make our own way. And most of the, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. In a feminine form, Radharani is also the personality of Godhead. So when we say in the material world, if there is attraction between the two people, they say that, yes, I love you. But actually this love word is, in this connection, love is, it should be Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Prem. Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Naam Kaam. So what people are, when it is calm, but pure love, you could see the example is Srimati Radharani, that she loves Krishna. Love means service, love means bhakti, love means prem, and so it should be a service attitude has to be there. There should not be any self-interest. It should be Krishna sukhaya ka tatpare mai. It's that Krishna would be happy. So everything we should do, even in the material world, should be for satisfaction of Krishna. That is the real bhakti. Material love is based on sense gratification. And it is lust and not a love. So Radharani loved Krishna just because only her desire was to satisfy Krishna. Sometimes you may say that they are quarreling and she doesn't have a sulky mood, man, and she would not really see Krishna. She will close the doors and all her assistants will fight sometime, even in Golok Vrindavan. So what kind of love is there? But see, it is unless it is there is certain ups and downs, the love does not come to its perfection. There has to be a man and woman, they earn money, they pay taxes, they live, they invite devotees, they do everything, and then at the end they just go away at their mature age, they die. But those things are not remembered. In the movie also, there is a villain, and at the most, their marriage would break, and then it comes together, and that seems very, very nice and wonderful. So people like that way. In Krishna's pastimes, you learn everything comes from Krishna. So everything is in Krishna, and so and we learn from that it's in the heart, it should be. Outward, it may look differently. But in the heart, there should be always attraction and love for Krishna and service attitude. So, these gopis are expansion from Srimati Radharani. Her all the sakhis. There is some noise in the between. So, if you could kindly mute the phone. Because there is so much
disturbance. Can you please disturbance. Mute the phone? Dandvat Pranam Hare Krishna.
Okay, now it's better. Gopi Ganer Premer Ruddha Bhav Naam Vishuddh Nirmal Prem Kabu Nahe Kaam. So there is no lust in that. Lust and love have different characteristics. Just in iron and gold have different natures. So this is about pure love is just to satisfy Krishna. Otherwise, there is no love. social customs, and they cross beyond scriptural injunction, bodily demands, fruitive actions, shyness, patience, bodily pleasures, self-gratification, and path of Varnashram Dharma. So these people, they follow the Varnashram Dharma, and it is very, very difficult to give up. But the gopis had forsaken all of this with their families and suffered their relatives punishment and scolding. Say, one may say that how they could just do that. Sometime they will leave, they cannot go to serve Krishna, they will leave their chaya part that will be there, and they will go personally to serve Lord Krishna, like when he was, he called out to gopis by blowing his flute. Then all the gopis, they heard differently, and then they all came. So Radharani is spotlessly pure, like a clean car that has no stains. And their relationship with Krishna is only for the sake of Krishna's enjoyment. And gopis never cared for their own pleasures. And the topmost among the gopis and servitor is Srimati Radharani. So sometime Krishna, like he disappeared amid the ras dance, and so that is the reason for that is to increase his that the gopis would increase their concentration upon him. They will be thinking more and more of him from the heart, not feeling very complacency. Now, सही गोपी गण मध्य उत्तम राधिका रूपे गुणे सौभाग्य प्रेम सर्वाधिका. Among the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost. She surpasses all in beauty, in good qualities, and good fortune, and above all in love or service to Sri Krishna. And her bathing place, Radha Kund, is also dear to Lord. She alone is the most beloved of all the gopis. And so among the Vrindavan, it is the Radha Kund is the most auspicious. So if one goes to Vrindavan, one must go to Govardhan and Srimati and Radha Kund also. So Radha's name in the Vedas. So what this Ra and Dha, what is the meaning in a spiritual world? This what happened? How that her appearance and what exactly happened? And Radha's name is not given in Srimad Bhagavatam, and you all know that it was because he is the parrot Sukadeva Goswami is describing, and he would have thought about or mentioned about the name of Radharani, he would come into so much ecstasy, so much tears, that he would not be able to narrate any further. And so he tried to avoid taking the name even in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are full of Radharani. Even Bhagavad Gita also, that talks about devotion to the Lord. Or only devotees know me. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. So you just give up every religiosity. That means give up everything else except serving the Supreme Lord. And that topmost servitor is Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is described in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, at every step. We hear Srimati Radharani. Only like there is only one verse, Anaya Radhiko, Radhito Nunam, Bhagwan Haririshwara, Yanno Vihaya Govinda, Pritoyam, Anayadra. So he could, Anaya Radhika, that there is the one who is the greatest worshipper. So that Radha name, he did not directly, but Anaya, that particular gopi, that she is the one who is the, because Krishna took her and went away. So from the Rasta to increase the remembrance of the Lord, and that way the love increases more and more. So Radharani has created this Navadvip Dham where she wanted to. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in all Radha Bhav. It is just because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we know about the glories of Srimati Radharani. यदि गौर न होते तबे के होते के मैंने धरित डे याहार महिमा प्रेम रस सीमा जगत जान सकी. हु विल अंडरस्टैंड द ग्लोरी ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी इफ देर वॉज नो चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो इन गोलोक ऑल्सो दिस नेम दिस राधा रानी एंड सो राधा रानी एंड सो वॉट इज देर इज अ रास मंडल प्लेस एंड देर इज अ माउंटेन इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट सहस्त्र श्रृंग. सहस्त्र श्रृंग इज द माउंटेन एंड द सेम माउंटेन केम सहस्त्र इज गोवर्धन इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. सो ही वॉज कृष्णा वॉज सिटिंग ऑन ए ब्यूटिफुल रत्न सिंहासन एंड सो ही वॉज सिटिंग देयर बट he thought that let me enjoy for enjoyment. Then from his left side came Srimati Radharani and from right side came Balram, that is apart from that, but right left side came Srimati Radharani and she saw the beautiful form of the Lord and he was sitting. So she sat on the left side of the Lord, but then she saw a flower, so she wanted to offer to the Lord. So she ran, and then so Ra word, that is picking flower. So Ra represents the Ras Mandal, that she is in the Ras Mandal, and Dha represents the Dhavamanam, and she ran from that Ras Mandal to pick up the flowers and offer to Krishna, and that is why her name is Radha. Ra means Dha means running, and Ra represents the Ras Mandal that she was sitting into this form. So Lord is in, he has everything like in the material world, it comes from Krishna. So there is a feminine part also of the Lord. Male part is Krishna, feminine part is Srimati Radharani. And from Krishna comes like Balram also, and from Balram comes all this Chaturvyu and Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Nirudha. From Sankarshan, then first, like there are two Chaturvyu, first Chaturvyu, and then all the Narayan forms and Vaikuntha Loka and everything, they come, and all the living beings, they come from expansion from there. In the spiritual world, all the incarnations are Narayan, Vishnus. So the Vishnu, which are in the material world, they come from the second Sankarshan. And then expansion from second Sankarshan comes to Karnodakshay Vishnu. Then there is a Garbhodakshay Vishnu. There is Shirodakshay Vishnu. And from Shirodakshay Vishnu expands into Paramatma and also into Ananta Shesh. So in this way, whole thing is done by... So it is Krishna alone, everything. You may say, like Lord Ram and so many other incarnations, they are Krishna, but only for part to play as an official role. But in at home, or Krishna is the original form at his home. He is very, very playful. And so Krishna also has many, many energies, internal, external, or marginal, and so many jiva soul. Eko vai bhavishyam. When he wants to enjoy, then he becomes so many. But see, his energies in the spiritual world, internal energy and antaranga shakti. Antaranga shakti has three different division: sandini, samvit, ladini. So ladini shakti is represented by Srimati Radharani. So ekaki sanaramante, alone cannot enjoy. So, and that's why he created Srimati Radharani, and Radharani expands into all the gopis, and gopis they expand in all the queens, and queens, and they also expand into Lakshmis. Lakshmi Shahasra Satra Sambrahma Sevyamana. So they all Kanta Shakti Rupa. They are all Rupa from Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is Brahma Swarup and Radharani is Brahma Swarupini. Means they are the supreme personality of Godhead. So if anybody who utters the name Radha, then Krishna immediately proceeds toward the lotus feet of Sri Hari. So all gopis have manifested from the hair pores of Sri Radha, and all the gopas have manifested from the hair pores of Sri Krishna. Now, how she, like in the spiritual world, you have heard about that, how high she came to the material world. From the spiritual world, both are enjoying, there are so many expansion from Krishna, such a beautiful place, why she has to come. So as I said that, just a straight line, there is no enjoyment, there has to be some crookedness, and then they are. So Radharani, and so other than Radharani, see expansion to all these Sakis, and her sister is, what's her name? Anyway, we will talk about it, how this. So Radharani was enjoying with Krishna, they were sitting together, and somehow Radharani lost her external consciousness. She was experiencing in a solitary place and with so much bhav and ecstasy that she, so at that time when she was unconscious, Lord Krishna, she went to another gopi by named Virja. And Virja also very dear to Krishna, she is of 16 year old, very youthful, and many, and she is very, very beautiful. So when, so Radharani, when she woke up from her unconsciousness, then she saw that Krishna is not there. She started crying. And then she started crying and she saw no Krishna. She is also shouting, telling that Sri Hari is like a pot of poison, very crooked. Although externally he is crooked, but inside, but his face is very sweet like a nectar. So Radharani had many 630 million gopis as her personal assistants. So she sits in a large chariot which was 100 yojanas in height and 10 yojanas in diameter. One yojana is 8 miles, and so much, and it was bedecked and it could go at the speed of the mind, and there were so many kalashes and flags and fastoons and martial horses, so many wheels, 100,000 wheels, one leg wheels, and so many golden pillars, 1 million golden pillars, 100,000 rooms in that, and each room was decorated nicely with so many gems. So there are many rooms, many, many beds were there, and there were lakes and gardens in that chariot, and there were a lot of stairs to go up upon that. They were all made with samanta, kaustubh, and ruchaka, bedecked with these gems on that, and there were so many mirrors, 10 million mirrors, 10 million chamaras were hanging, and so this chariot was, so all this 630 million gopis, then they all went there, and at the place of Virja, because her, some of the sakis found out that Krishna went to Virja, so they go there. And Sridham is guarding. Sridham is a elder brother of Srimati Radharani, very, very strong. And so when these gopis came, but she came there, and Sridham would not let them go inside the kunj of Virja and Krishna. So gopis were so many, 630 million her friends. So they all came up, and then they fought with Sridham, and so they went inside. When hearing all this commotion, inside there was Krishna and Virja. So Virja just melted into water. So she became the Virja river, which is, she encircled the whole Holo Golok Vrindavan. So that same Virja is still there, encircling the spiritual world. It separates the material world from the spiritual world. And that's where Mahavishnu lies down, and then from his vision he sees the material nature of Prakriti, and so it's in Samyavastha, in equilibrium, and then because of seeing it changes from Prakriti to Mahatattva, and then Lord impregnates the Jiva soul, and so many universes are which gradually becomes, it comes out from his hair pores and nostrils, from his breathing, they remain in this Mahatattva. So that is like a cloud in the spiritual sky. And all the creation starts, universes and everything comes from there. So Virja and Krishna also, when he saw that, then Krishna also disappeared from there. Then now, after this, she is in a very sulky mood. Krishna goes back to Radharani's kunj, and she tries, but he would not let her let her come. And so there are many ways. So this is the salty water, but there are other kinds of oceans are also there. Anyway, with sugar cane juice and with ocean of wine and ghee and yogurt and ocean of milk and ocean of, so there are different kinds of oceans are there. But the one ocean that is Virja River, and from Virja River touching the Virja, that's what has become the Ganges. So Virja is the source of Ganges also. There is, so this is the so like Krishna is also like, oh Virja Kant, go away from here. So Radharani is just saying that you go, you are Virja Kant, you are very fickle, chanchala, you are a thief, you are a debauchee in this way, and go to Padmavati or Ratnamala or Manohara or Vanmala. They are the names of the different gopis that you could go to them. Don't come to me, oh lumpad. You have behaved like a human being, so you should go to the earth and accept a human form. So, and then Radharani cursed Sri Ram that you are behaving and fighting and shouting at me like a demon, so you become demon. So he became a, Sri Ram became a demon, Shankhachur demon, who became the husband of Tulsi later on. But it is an expansion, Sri Ram is an expansion of Krishna. And then Sri Ram also cursed that you will go and you will be in Vraj, and you would not be, you will be bereft of Radharani, or Radharani would not be able to see Krishna for 100 years. And so now they come to the material world in the human form. Krishna comes, and also he remains in the material world for 125 years, and Radharani also came. Radharani is only 15 days younger to the Lord Krishna. So she appears, and we will talk about it, how. So she is always of the age of 14 years, 2 months and 15 days. And Lalita Sakhi is somewhat 27 days older than Srimati Radharani. So her paternal grandfather of Radharani is Mahibhanu, and paternal grandmother is Sukada, and maternal grandmother is Indu, and Mukhra is maternal grandmother. And father is Vrishabhanu, mother is Kirtida, older brother is Sridham, and there is a, she has a younger sister by name Ananga Manjari. And so this is the then paternal uncles, there are his uncles, brothers of Vrishabhanu, they are Ratnabahu, Subahu, Bhanu, and paternal aunts. So these are the names, and who are Sakhis, and there are 4 or 5 kinds of Sakhis. Just Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, and Param Prestha Sakhis. Param Prestha Sakhis are 8 in number. They are Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Induleka, Champaklata, Rangadevi, and Tungavidya and Sudevi. So in this way, there are many, many different marks in the lotus feet of Radharani. So in now in the material world, what happens? So now both were cursed, and Sri Ram becomes Shankhachud, Radharani has to come in the female. So how that she appears in the on the earth? So this the talk was on the spiritual kingdom. So on the earth, there were like Himalaya mountain is a beautiful girl, that's Lord Shiva's wife, Uma, or Parvati, and then she's very, very beautiful, unmatched. And Lord Shiva is very strong. He fought and he defeated even the Cupid also. So this Vindhya mountain was like, he prayed to Lord Brahma, and he was looking that I should have a more beautiful girl than Parvati, and her husband should be so powerful that nobody can defeat. Who could defeat Lord Shiva also? So he prayed for a long time, for 1,000 years, and then Lord Brahma came. He did not think much about, then he says, Tathastu, whatever you are saying, it will happen. But then Lord Brahma also thought that who would be more powerful than Lord Shiva and who would be more beautiful than Parvati. She is the most beautiful. And so then this story that yes, Radharani has to come. So Brahma then have that, okay, Vindhya Parvat would have Radharani and Chandravali has two daughters. So these two daughters were born and other Sakhis were also born to different people. And so that is the time when Kansa, he ordered that you kill all the, because when this Yoga Maya left her hand, then she told that there are other girls and other, your child who will be killing you is already been born. So he thought that let me bring all those children who are born, newly born. So he sent this Putna to catch hold of all this. So Chandravali and Radharani was born of Vindhya Mountain. So she picked them up, but when he saw that was their, when they were almost like 7 months old or just newborn, they were giving the name ceremony and some yajna was being done at Vindhyachal. So Brahmanas, he became very worried and he asked the Brahmanas that do something, bring her back. Or so they gave the mantras that they were chanting, which was very powerful, that Putna's power became less and less. She could not hold Radharani and this Chandravali. So in this way, she was caring, and then other girls were also being born, Mahashakti, and they too also birth, Lalitha, Vishakha, Padma, Savya, Shyamala, and Bhadra, they also took birth. So this was declared that there were 8 children, and so there are many different ways that how Radharani appeared, or is the daughter of Rashbhanu and Kirtida. And it may be according to different millennium, different time, they all may be true. So we may say that does Radharani come again and again? Yes, in another millennium she comes again. Another day of Brahma, it's one day of Brahma that they come. And so it may be in a different way that somebody may describe. So Vrishabhanu and Kirtida were married. And this, Vrishabhanu had no children, and he was meditating and he was praying to the Lord, and so he was at the bank of the Yamuna, and then from the hand of Putna, this girl fell down. So that was Srimati Radharani. She fell down on 1,000 parallel lotus flower, and that was came floating on this river to this Vrishabhanu, and he saw and he brought her to the palace and he gave this to his wife Kirtida. And in this way Radharani appeared on the earthly home of her eternal parents Kirtida Sundari and Maharaj Vrishabhanu. And Chandravali also went to another, Vrishabhanu had a brother Vrishabhanu and Chandrabhanu. These two were brothers, so he was also meditating, so she came in his lap of Chandrabhanu, and that way Chandrabhanu. So both were sisters in one way, Chandravali, and two brothers and two daughters of the same. So Radharani's color is like a new Gorochan or molten gold, Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. So she's lightning in its ecstatic form. Lightning, they go away, but she's always very effulgent. So that is her. She's nobody ever heard the beauty like Srimati Radharani. Apurva Rupa Madhurya. When she stands next to Krishna, his bodily color also becomes golden. When Krishna and Radharani stands together, the full beauty of Krishna you could see when he is with Srimati Radharani. When Krishna is all attractive and very, very beautiful. But his beauty is more shine when Krishna is with Srimati Radharani. And there are many different lotus markings on the lotus, her feet and arms. And so this Ashta Sakhi is also appeared in different places. And now one may say, why Vrajvasis, they stayed, they could have gone to, then Krishna left when he was 11 year 3 months. He left to Mathura, and there he remained for 13 years and few months, like 7 or 8 months, and then he went to Dwarka. So why they could not go? Mathura is not very far. Why they did not go to Mathura to see Krishna there? He was there for over 13 years. So there are certain reasons. Mathura is a Aishwarya Dham, and this Vrindavan is a Madhurya Dham. So there is no Aishwarya there, and it is so much sweet. And that same reciprocation between Krishna and Radharani or gopis is not possible in that place, in Mathura, or not even in Dwarka. So that is one reason that it is. Then when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, he told that I will be coming to Vrajvasis. Very soon I will return. So they were very simple girls and complete love for Krishna. So they accepted his words that Krishna will be coming, and if he does not see us here, he will be sad, or he will be in anxiety. So did not give any anxiety to Krishna. They want to see that Krishna is always happy. But his pastimes and memories are in Vrindavan and surrounding towns, villages, pasture grounds, which give so much pleasure to Vrajvasis that sustain them. So their pain of separation from Krishna, the memories of Krishna in Vrindavan were their life and soul. So they were always thinking how Krishna used to go to pasturing grounds, would play with the boys and play with the girls. And so that memory was in Vrindavan, not in Mathura. Say Uddhava and Narad Muni, they would come and give talk about news about Krishna. Their visits give pleasure to the Vrajvasis, and so they stayed in Vrindavan because Vrindavan was Krishna. There is no difference in Vrindavan and Krishna. There is no difference between Bhagavatam and Krishna. Pages of Bhagavatam, the verses of Bhagavatam means you are touching Krishna. When they were suffering so much that they could leave their bodies, indeed, they wanted to leave their bodies because of the intense suffering. But they knew that if they left their bodies, Krishna would learn about this, and it would cause great pain to him. And the thought of Krishna suffering because of their action of suicide or something was too painful to be considered, and that's how they maintained their lives. So Narad Muni saw darshan of Radharani, and then so she was born. Narad Muni comes to Vrajbhanu's house, and then Vrajbhanu went somewhere, and Radharani became in her glorious 14-year age form, and in that way he offers so much prayers to Srimati Radharani. It's a beautiful prayers, and she blesses him to travel and spread Krishna consciousness. And Srimati Radharani would not when she came, but she would not open her eyes. So when she, when Krishna came, the news of Radharani's birth went around, and they all came to give some, because he was also a king. So Vrishabhanu invited Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai and Krishna, and they all went there. And so Krishna, somehow he just snaked, and he went to Radharani, and Radharani saw Krishna. She could smell the smell from the body of Krishna. So she knew that Krishna is here, and she opened her eyes. So she was not blind, deaf or dumb, but she wanted to see Krishna. And also at the same time, at Annaprashan, at 7 months, then Krishna was also invited, and then somehow Radharani sneaked and took some sweet rice from Krishna's plate. So in this way she ate whatever the first eating was, Krishna's remnants, and she saw Krishna the first thing. And some devotees, still when they wake up, they keep the picture of Srimati Radharani, and they crawl from their bed, would not see anything except first they have to see Radha and Krishna, just like Radharani on the footsteps. So she, when she was, they will play and make with the other girls, they will make some different preparations at home when she was a very little, 2-3 year old. Then one day Durvasa Muni came and he asked Radharani that please make me the sweet rice. So she cooked very nicely, and when Durvasa Muni came, then it became so tasty and so wonderful that so then he blessed her with a boon that whatever your hands they are touch or whatever you prepare will taste like nectar, and whoever tastes this food cooked by Srimati Radharani, cooked by you, he says that they will have a long life, strength, beauty, fame, and it will increase day by day. And that's why Srimati Radharani was called by Yashoda Mai when she heard this boon. And so Yashoda Mai and also so she wanted him to cook for Krishna, because it was with the nectarian hands of Srimati Radharani. So it was very much beneficial. She would be able to see Krishna in that way. So Kirtida, and even after later on when she was married, then she was married to Abhimanyu, and Jatila and Kutila. Jatila was her mother-in-law, Abhimanyu's mother, and Kutila was sister of Abhimanyu, so sister-in-law. Although they were crooked outwardly, because they wanted to give some taste or so many newer and newer pastimes that they could create. And that's why, although Krishna is eternally married to Srimati Radharani, so it's not that she is, but they had to play in this way, so there is more attention, more attraction, more, they were looking some way how to sneak and meet with each other. So Annaprashan ceremony was, she ate with Krishna. So Krishna is proving that people, now she got married to Abhimanyu, but still Radha's name was being spoiled, because she was playing, people will complain, she was playing with Krishna at this place or that place in different way. So Krishna wanted to give glory to Srimati Radharani. So some scent came, and then in Radha and Krishna having a fun. So this scent says that whoever is the most chaste person, that I will prove the chastity of. So Jatila, Kutila were thinking nobody could be chaste like me, and Yashoda Mahi says that no, it should not be the mother, it should be some outside people. So they were bringing water from the Yamuna with 1,000 holes in that. So then the water would just come out. They could not bring water there. And so Jatila and Kutila, they also could not bring the water there. They said that who could not bring the water is not chaste. They are debauchees. So when Radharani, how Radharani meets so many people, how is it possible? So Jatila, Kutila wanted that, let her go and prove that she is not chaste like. So she, because their name, Jatila and Kutila's name was already spoiled. So she goes there and not a single drop of water falls out. So in that way, Krishna proves by that she is the most chaste lady in all the universe. There is nobody like him. And you know this Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, how they appeared. So Krishna, he killed Aristasura, who was in the form of a bull. And then Gopi said that, Krishna, you killed a cow. He said, no, it was a demon. No, but it was originally maybe a demon, but he came in form of a cow. How do you know which cow is what? So you must perform some austerity. You go to all the holy places and take a bath. In all the whole universe you should go. So Krishna says, that's all right. So he accepted that. He put his foot, and just with the heel of his foot, he dug a hole in the ground. And then, rather than him going, he invited all these tirsas and kundas from different places in the universe. They all came in personification, and they poured their water, praying. Means they became very happy that Krishna remembered, and we could serve Krishna. So they filled up the whole kund, that is called Shyam Kund. Then Krishna was teasing that I have my own kund and you don't have your kund. And so Radharani wanted to dig her own kund just because of this teasing, And so Radharani, they started with the with their bangles. They broke their bangles and started digging. But how much they could dig? But still there is a Kankan Kund. Kankan means the chudiya. So they dig and still it is there. It is this Kankan Kund. When they clean up the place, this Kankan Kund is there. And Kankan Kund is not as... It's a quite a large 10 meter by 10 meter in the length and breadth. And on that this day when Radha Kund appeared, then there is a milk comes out from that Kankan Kund and it spreads the milk. People could see that also even now. So now they are getting the water from the Kushum Kund. But how many gopis and how much water? It's not just 100 pot or 1,000 pot. It was a big kund. So Krishna overwhelms and he pours from Shyam Kund to Radha Kund. So Radha Kund and both are joined together at a bridge. So Kartik Purnima, Krishnastami are there called Bahulastami Day. That is the appearance day of Radha Kund. And so he also took bath in Radha Kund. Oh my most dear one, I will take bath and engage in water sports. And he says that this Kund would be most dear and every day I will Kund and take bath. So Kankan Kund is still existing inside the Radha Kund. It is about, like as I said, about 20 feet by 20 feet and 16 feet deep. So sometime like Lalita and Radharani, they will sit and have swing festival. And there is a boat festival at the Mansi Ganga that he becomes a boatman. Krishna becomes a boatman and he takes, and then at the middle of that, gopis did not know, and then just to in a playful mood, he rocks the boat and then he says that you first remove your all the jewelry. So they have to remove their all the jewelries, and he says that now you jump, because so at the end only Radharani remained, and they all then she just become that, please protect us, not just Radharani, all the other gopis also. And then they embrace each other in that way. So in this way there are many pastimes in Vraj. They dance as a peacock dance, and there is Raghunath Das Goswami, and this Srimati Radharani blesses Raghunath Das Goswami. And there was a jackal, he blesses Raghunath Das. He was writing, and then Radharani comes and puts an umbrella on that. Or you heard that Radharani cooks a sweet rice at the house of Rupa Goswami, where he was writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then Sanatana Goswami comes that I could offer him some sweet rice. So Radharani comes and brings all the ingredients. And Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami did not know how to cook, so she even cooks also. And it comes in such a sweet, such a fragrant by the hands of Srimati Radharani. So he asks Sanatana Goswami, being the elder brother, where did you get all this? She said, one girl came and said, we are servitors of Srimati Radharani. We should not take help from or put in service to Radharani. That is not good. She is our mistress and she is our worshipable lord. And so in this way, and he was writing, and then some lions would come, Raghunath Das Goswami. And then so Radharani comes and protects him, and even she puts a well top of Raghunath Das Goswami. So again Sanatana Goswami sees that he forbids that you should make a little hut and live in, at the bank of the Radha Kund. So still that place is there where Raghunath Das Goswami is bhajan kutir, and he write also. One time one jackal came to Radha Kund, but the children there they were chasing him, and because of the playful mood they chased the jackal, and they were with the sticks they were beating the jackal, and she became very very fearful, and she hid herself in one of the hole near Radha Kund. And the children, they put all the sticks and burned that. So from the hole Now she could not come out and there was so much heat, so she had to come out. And when she came out, her body caught fire from this fire there. And she was suffering like anything. So one of the sakhis of Radharani, she witnessed and the condition of the jackal, and she told Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani, her heart melted with compassion, and she said that, alas, on the bank of my kund, this female jackal has to suffer like this, bring her to me. So they bring the jackal, and Radharani petted her and stroked the top of her, the jackal's head, and pacified her with sweet words. And then this life became perfect. Later on, Viman came and she went back to this jackal. She jackal went back to the Krishna's abode. So one time a Brahmanas came. He was very, very, very poor. So Krishna donates Radharani with her weight in the jewels. How Shaman, there are many, many, not only stories, many, many pastimes. One can go on narrating this, but I think we will end now. And there are different prayers of Srimati Radharani. But one thing that just this Sar Adhite Sada Hradi is for Tu Me Dvaya Kakshara Radha. Let the name of Sri Radha, in which the two divine syllables are embodied and which personifies the ultimate truth eternally, shine in my heart. So this is a prayer to Srimati Radharani. This is from Radha Rasudha Nidhi by Prabodhananda Saraswati Goswami. So Srimati Radharani ki jai, aur Bhakta Vranda ki jai. So whole Navdeep is because of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to experience the sweetness of himself and how she really says and how she serves. So there are three things. That Radharani, by serving, by loving Krishna, she enjoys that so much that she could not live without that. So she is enjoying. Krishna cannot, without taking the position of Radharani, he could not see this. What is his sweetness? What is the mood of Srimati Radharani in serving him? And third thing, that how she enjoys even more than me. She is serving me, but she is enjoying more. So let me test all these three things. So Krishna came in the form of Srimati Radharani to test these three things, which is he cannot do it. Just like a sweet sugar or sugar candy cannot test how sweet sugar candy is. So she has to come in the form of the person to test that. Like a fire does not know how much hot it is. So in this way, Krishna comes in form. And taking the feeling of Srimati Radharani, and the bhava of Srimati Radharani. And not only bhava, he takes the color of Srimati Radharani, mood of Srimati Radharani, and teaches us the Vraja Bhakti. So without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot understand the glories of Radharani or Vraja Bhakti. And we just following the footsteps, we could be free from this mud. Not only we could develop our love of Godhead, which is what we are striving for. We are looking for ananda. Ananda or bliss, that bliss is only there in our loving relation to Krishna. That's our eternal position. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So you can unmute now.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम तिले प्रभुपाद तिले गुरुदेव की जय श्री राधा रानी की जय प्रभु जी यू एक्सक्लेम वेरी नाइसली बाय मर्सी वी आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू एंटर श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम और श्री राधा रानी एंड लॉर्ड कृष्णा पास टाइम बट यू टेक इट like we enter in the धाम बिकॉज ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ ग्रेट वैष्णव हरि बोल प्रभु जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्री गुरुपाद श्री गुरुदेव की जय
हरे कृष्णा इट्स जस्ट थ्रू द परंपरा दैट वन लर्न्स एंड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ प्रभुपाद वी आल्सो अंडरस्टैंड नोबडी न्यू इन द वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड और इवन इन इंडिया अंटिल इवन नाउ अनलेस वी हियर फ्रॉम प्योर डिवोटीज आर महाभागवत लाइक श्री प्रभुपाद देन ओनली कुड गेट अ ड्रॉप ऑफ दैट नेक्टर व्हिच वी आर ऑल थर्स्टी
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी Thank you for the class. Very nice first step. Prabhuji, can you please explain how our mood should be like coming months we'll have Vrindavan Yatra in the Kartik month. So how to enter Vrindavan Dham and what mood should we have? Can you please explain, Prabhuji? Thank you.
Okay. So very elevated question. Our mood should be to surrender. Our mood should not be proud, should not cause any dham aparad or nam aparad or any of those aparad that we should be away from that, or Vaishnav aparad. We should avoid all that. And just in a mood that we are going there just to serve and listen the glorious pastimes from the mouth of Vaishnavas or Rajvasis or Bhagavatas, and here just remain in good company and just try to hear, chanting, hearing, taking just Krishna Prasad, not anything outside, and seeing various pastimes of the Lord and remembering those pastimes in those places where you go, you remember those pastimes. And that way our heart would be purified just by dham. We should think that this dham is chintamani. It is not a made of touch stone, and all the Krishna's pastimes are there. So we should not any offense, any wrong thoughts, any fights, quarrels with anybody should not be there. It should be just in a humble mood, and we should walk and we should take the raj of the dham, and whenever possible just take one drop or just few, because the dham, because of the greedy people, this place is like Yamuna River, so much contaminated, but it is Krishna had so much sporting there, ras dance with everything was it. He was grazed the cows near the Yamuna River in the different groves, and should not walk on Govardhan, or because it's the Lord, it is the Supreme Lord Himself in that form of the mountain. It came from the spiritual world, and so there are. So we should avoid any kind of aparad and go with a humble mood and serve whatever is possible, and always remember Krishna all the time, chanting, knowing about the glories of the Krishna. So more the pastimes will be revealed to us if we are very humble and listen from like advanced devotees and see the various places in a peaceful mind, without being in anxiety of something that we are doing or in a material thing, and just take Krishna Prasad and pay obeisances to the Vaishnavas as many times as possible, and we will get the benefit. Dham itself will reveal to you if you are in a very humble mood and praying to the all the places of Krishna's pastimes.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much.
You're welcome. See, this, there is 1 month parikrama, or you could do 7 days or whatever. The people go with the vehicle and do it, perform in 7 days, so that is also all right. 1 month that ISKCON is started, and Radharaman Maharaj is leading that parikrama, and many Vaishnavas, they come and they give classes at the places where you go. So that's also nice. If one can walk that much, 168 kilometers, or miles, 84 course, that is 168 miles, and kilometer wise it would be about like say 275 or something.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
No, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radharaman Prabhu, Jai Shri Prabhupada.
It was a good lecture, good information to know and understand. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Radharaman Prabhu. Because it's on Sunday, that's not my usual day, and that's why I thought I should call you.
Yeah, I saw the, like, I joined a a minute late. It was already, the recording was already started, so I didn't want to interrupt that.
Okay, no, that's
it just
fine.
Started that time. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, yeah. I have recently started listening to these classes and they are very, very nice and deep. I mean, yeah. So I just wanted to know, like, is there any way I can get a recording?
I think they have.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji, if you are, if you can get into the WhatsApp group, we'll post the recordings and YouTube live links also. So you can hear the recordings also, Prabhuji. May I know your name, Prabhuji?
Yeah, this is Manish from Nashville.
Okay, Prabhuji. Yeah.
So Mataji, what is the WhatsApp group?
Yeah, we'll add your number. 1 second, Prabhuji. I'll put it down.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hey, Mataji, what is the YouTube? Do you have a channel or what is...
Yes, Prabhuji. Daily classes we upload in the YouTube, and speakers will do YouTube live videos also. We'll upload them, and you can have a YouTube link videos also, Prabhuji.
Okay, and how do I get added to the WhatsApp group?
Yeah, everything information will be in that WhatsApp group, Prabhuji. Daily information will be posted. You can check there.
Okay. Is it the everyday chant group or is it different group?
No, Prabhuji. This is Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call.
Okay. How do I get added to your WhatsApp group?
Yeah. Can you give your number, please, Prabhuji?
Yes. It's 302.
Yeah.
Like plus 1, 302.
Yeah.
897.
Okay.
2667.
Okay. Sure,
302-897-2667.
Yes, Prabhuji. Okay, I'll surely add you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, excuse me, Mataji. So, can you please one more time tell, because I joined a little bit late, so...
Okay.
Who is the speaker of today's class?
His Grace Shami Krishna Prabhuji.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Nice class and lot of pastimes, Prabhu. Prabhuji, one question. In Bhagavatam, it says that Radhanadi name is indirectly mentioned only once. But we have this Radharani talking to the bee when Uddhava visits Vrindavan, right, Prabhu? It's a Brahmara Geet, right, Prabhuji?
Mm-hmm.
So we have that pastime, right, Prabhu, where Radharani is present and, you know,
name is not there. As a Radha name, bumblebee, as if someone is talking to. But who is that is not given. Except that Aradita, that verse that I told you, except in that verse.
Uh-huh.
But there is no Radharani's name. You read that that Brahmar Geet, and Radharani's name is not there.
Okay, Prabhuji. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, I want to know the grandmother and grandfather of Radharani. You said that in the past.
Oh, you like to know the names of grandmother and grandfather of.
Went to Vrindavan, we visited that place. They call in Hindi, they call Naini Hal. Radharani is Naini Hal.
Okay.
Okay. And there are the deities of Radharani's grandmother and grandfather, and Radharani's mother, Kritira Sundari, Devi, and her mother and her father.
Right. Mahi Bhanu is the grandfather, paternal grandfather, and paternal grandmother is Sukhada. And Kirtida and Varshabhanu are the father and mother. And Ananga Manjari is the sister, and Sridham is the elder brother. That is on the paternal side. The maternal side, then there are maternal uncles and her sisters and so aunt of Srimati Radharani, mother's sister, Kirtimati, Kusha, are the maternal aunts, mausi of Radharani. And mamas are like maternal uncles, mother's brother, and Bhadra, Menaka, and Shasti, so they're Chandra, and his wife is Gauri, and different, and her husband, so-called husband, is Abhimanyu, and father-in-law is Vraka Gopa, and mother-in-law is Jatila, and sister-in-law is Kutila, and brother-in-law is Durumad. Durumad is the name of the brother-in-law, means brother of Abhimanyu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you. So, anyone else has anything further to discuss?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Can you just give an example or two or three of offenses against the holy dham? I think you mentioned walking with shoes. Is that one offense?
Walking with shoes. People would not really walk with shoes. But if it is possible, at least not the made of the cow's skin or any. It's man-made. Some people, they walk with their socks, heavy, thick socks they could use, and it's made with the cloth. Then that is also... But not with the leather. Leather, no
yeah.
Leather.
Are there any other examples of offenses against the dham?
Yeah, there is some noise here. Mataji, can you repeat that?
If you could just give, maybe a couple more examples of offenses against the dham.
The sound gets some examples that only I could hear, but what kind of examples you want to hear?
If you could give examples of offenses other than walking with leather shoes, offenses against the holy dham.
Shouting at rikshawalas or people who are selling their different things in the Vraj dham, because they were born in Vraj, so that is another part. Then, like kicking monkeys or taking a stick and hitting the monkeys or pigs are there, and thinking that, oh, this is a very dirty in the mind, should not contaminate our mind by seeing the place dirty or filthy, or oh, what kind of Vraj dham is there, can it be a Vraj? Because we are seeing with the external material eyes. If we have spiritual eyes, we are really hovering on the clouds rather than in the Vraj dham. We see, but we don't really see the reality of the Vraj dham. So we should avoid all these things, and eating so many, like while walking and you are eating so many different things, and maybe so one should not, with a prayerful mood and with giving significance that this is the eternal Vraj, came from the spiritual kingdom, although we don't see, our eyes are not that we could see it as in pure, pristine way, but we should at least pray to the Holy Dham to forgive for our offenses, even in the mind also, which may be there, and directly we should not really exploit or hurt anybody's feelings while we are in the Dham. I mean, it should not be done anywhere, but at least be very careful in the Dham. Just do your own business and get out. Means just do parikrama, chant the holy name all the time when you are going. If you are tired, sit in one place, take the dust on your head or sometime like on your, could smear on your body, or sometime you can roll in the ground. Just there is like Raman Reti place or so many places where you can roll down. It's not thorny or, and it's a very soft sand is there.
Okay. Yeah, so basically it means not recognizing and therefore not treating the dham as the spiritual place that it is.
Yeah, we should not bring any kind of material contamination in our mind and always thinking that this is a very glorious place. It is that you are very fortunate to be there and taking. So don't think otherwise about the dham in the mind, that it is so much. People pass stool around, people pass urine around, people maybe, it may not be very nice and showy place, but still it is a Chintamani dham. Even Akbar Badshah, King Akbar, could not just make a like a little piece of the step in the Keshi Ghat, that he could not replace that when he saw with the real vision that was given to him by Haridas. He says that even if I sell my whole kingdom, I can't even make a like little corner of the step. What to say of making the whole Keshi Dham or all the steps to correct. So those are very, only who have that special vision can know the glories are, but yoga means Maya covers that our vision of the Dham, because we are not as pure. But it's still going to there, that is the medicine to cure, and with a very humble attitude. We can, oh, I'm from America, I'm so rich, I could just, so those feeling are that, that pride should not be there.
We should see the Dham as a place for Krishna's enjoyment, not for ours, right?
Oh, right.
So we should not go there with touristy mentality.
In Yang is true, that's true. Okay.
But what is...
No, I said that you have very rightly said that we should go with a humble state of mind in a prayerful mood.
But what if, you know, we accept that this is the spiritual place, you know, for Krishna's enjoyment. We accept that in our minds. But still, if we go and we cannot help but be, you know, disgusted by, you know, filth and so on, you know. I mean, we just cannot help the feelings of aversion, even though we do accept that it is Krishna's holy dham. So what to do in such a case?
We should hear about the dham more and more, repeating, and be in association of advanced people. I mean, should not go with people who are material-minded. Similar-minded, like you have pure in your heart, you go with the same kind of people. If you go with a large family and some members may not be as devoted as you yourself may be, then other things, their effect, their talks will make your mind polluted. So it should be done just with group of devotees. More than
I would imagine that even if you go with, you know, very pure souls, you know, because if we ourselves are not pure yet, even though we accept all this philosophy, but we will still have our inner, you know, reaction to what we see around, you know. So it seems like it's almost like we're kind of helpless in such situations to have offensive mentality.
Right. So you, as you said yourself, that because we are not so pure, we, so our external thoughts, they come by seeing this, so we can't help it. So we could just pray to the Holy Dham, pray to Krishna, chant more seriously, and gradually it may not be in one lifetime, but it may take more than one lifetime to see in a pure state. When we, our heart is pure, with filled with love for Krishna, then his abode, like Krishna wants this Radha Kund. He says that it is just a liquid love, liquid prem, and he goes there every day. So in that, and when that mood would come, after
like being in devotional service for some time or just by prayer. So it may come in the, but it will subside gradually. When you chant fervently, chant with a feeling, because it's all feeling in the heart. Outwardly, whatever it is, but you see the heart. And that would be, see what it exactly it is by your teachings, by your, and Lord would give you that kind of vision also. He will give you the intelligence to understand that this is a dham, this is Krishna. It is just manifestation of Krishna. He played. Gopis never left for 100 years with the Vraj. Now, there is a difference in the Vraj now and then when the Gopis were prakat, prakat dham, but even if it is aprakat, means Krishna is not there, but still those things are hidden by the Yogamaya. If you pray to Yogamaya, pray to Radharani, see Yogamaya, Radharani is Yogamaya. Purnamasi, Radharani, they are Yogamaya, and they will reveal to you the sweetness of this dham, but it may take time to purify our heart. So just by prayerful mood, by reading more and more Bhagavatam and just concentrating our mind on the Leelas of the Lord, and rather than thinking of our businesses, one day by the mercy of Srimati Radharani we will be able to see the real form of the Holy Dham, or real beauty of the Dham or Vraj Dham, which is the topmost in all the universe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Sincere prayers and practice, by sincere prayer and bringing our mind to the lotus feet of the Lord, it will happen. We should not feel discouraged.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Any question you may have, I will take time.
I'm sorry, there's noise. Okay. I can't hear properly. Is there any questions? I have one.
No, if you have any questions, you could ask now.
Yeah. No, I think I'm good for now. Prabhu, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. If anybody has any more questions for Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One more question.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Vindhya Mountain had the daughter like Radharani and
Chandravali.
So why he left them like?
No. He had. Like in the beginning when they were born, he wanted to have the festival, but Kansa, hearing from Yogamaya that there are children have born, newborn somewhere, so he thought that it may be Krishna, the eighth child, so let me bring. So he says that if it is a male child, kill them, and if it is female child, just bring them to me. So Putna did not kill the girls because that was Kansa's order. And so she was lifting, she was very powerful, but by the mantras her power went down, down, down. So she had to throw Chandravali first, and then she had to throw down because she could not carry and still fly in the air. And then she dropped Radharani. So when the Vraj came and Yamuna river, so Chandrabhanu and Vrishabhanu. So Chandrabhanu got Chandravali, who is the brother of Vrishabhanu, and Vrishabhanu got Srimati Radharani. So in that way that both girls were reared or taken by these two brothers, Chandrabhanu and Vrishabhanu. So Chandravali, they make this rival, like it is all Krishna's pastime that he could play in this Bhoma Vrindavan also. And Bhoma Vrindavan is more sweeter, because in the spiritual world it is just imitation, that there is or just some dream that there is some demons are coming, but there are no demons in this, but here they come in a real form. And then Krishna likes to fight with them. So this Jaya is past times, he likes to come, and that's why he never leaves one universe or another universe. Even in his absence, like Krishna is not here, but the past times they go on eternally. So still the past times are taking place, but not in a manifested way, unmanifested way. And Leela, like one same Leela, just like in our ISKCON temple, there are so many temples. So every hour there is a prayer, every hour there is offering. Because if there are 365 temples, it would be, and there is different timing. So there would be offering to the Lord. Same thing, Krishna's Leela, if it could happen in the material world, Krishna's Leela also goes on in different universes. Same Leela, he had childhood now, he would have childhood somewhere else, he had another youth Leela, or playing with Srimati Radharan in some another universe. And so it is one thing that in one universe to another universe, but also in his absence in the same place, the Leelas is still, they go on. Which we may not realize or may not see or... Like Krishna is eternal, his Leelas are eternal. Anything related to Krishna is all eternal. We are his children, so as a soul we are eternal. And pure also, Purna. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. But we are covered. That is something different. But Leelas, they goes on, and any part of Krishna is also Purna. Even you may say this material world, how there is this contamination came. We see it as contamination, but really it is not contaminated. We see as contamination, that's why in our vision we see that way. But if we see that it is all energy of Krishna and use it for Krishna, we use for our sense enjoyment, then it is not pure. But if we use it for Krishna's enjoyment, then it would be pure. So everything is meant for Krishna and his enjoyment.
Thank you, Prabhuji, very much.
Thank you.
So if there are no more questions or comments for Prabhuji, I think we can end the call here.
Thank you so much.